And we're joined right now live by Chris Stevens. She is running for mayor of Pocatello in a pretty crowded race, and we want to welcome her to the program this morning. Chris, how are you?
I'm great. Couldn't be better. We've finished our door knocking, and I'm actually having some downtime.
Oh, downtime with four days to go. Well, that's pretty remarkable. But Chris, let's talk about this race. Of course, currently you sit on the Pocatello City Council, and you've advocated for change, and it's been very divisive. It's kind of been a 3-versus-3 dynamic on the council, not on every single issue, but on a number of issues. And maybe speak to that divisiveness that Pocatellans have experienced over the last couple of years.
Well, basically, the only issue on which there's any difference in philosophy is around fiscal matters, how we handle our budget, how we, what our policies should be, and the amount of money we spend. And since I ran and was not elected county commissioner, I have been advocating for responsible fiscal policies and constrained spending without reducing services to citizens, because citizens in the numerous town halls that I've done, both as a candidate and as a sitting council member, citizens have been very clear that they do not want services like garbage, et cetera, reduced. So basically, for, golly, 4 years anyway, I have been advocating for doing a deep dive into our operational structure, a deep dive into our fiscal policies and procedures, and ensuring that we are functioning as conservatively as we can while continuing to pay our city employees at market, so that we have quality employees running our sewer plant, dealing with our streets, et cetera, and not overburdening the taxpayers. So that's really the divide. So, for example, in this last budget round, we have nearly $1 million of unfilled positions.
Yeah.
And I asked and made a motion, a formal motion, that we consider those positions, take a look at them, and consider freezing them. That was summarily dismissed by the three council members who are up for election, with the mayor tie-breaking. We're not even going to consider that. Shortly thereafter, that same group added another $500,000 to our budget. I did not vote, could not, in good conscience, vote for this year's budget, knowing that we were consciously taking tax dollars for positions to pay people in positions that are currently empty. And that money will be taken in taxes, and it will then end up in the general fund to be spent for something.
So
for me, that is not transparent, and I cannot vote for taking tax dollars when we do not have a designated purpose for which they are being spent.
So, Chris, I want to ask you. I think that the concerns that you've raised are certainly worthy of discussion. But you've been criticized, you along with Claudia Ortega and Roger Bray, for the approach, for the manner in which you've done this. I know that there are a couple months ago there was a list of cuts, naming names of positions that should be cut. Can you understand why that receives such a backlash, rather than talking about, approaching it a different way, just to create almost a hit list sort of creates a really difficult dynamic for the other council members to work in and to work through. And it also causes a lot of morale issues among staff as well. Would you have done anything differently looking back over the past few months?
I didn't have anything to do with that list. The mayor is the one who brought it to public attention, labeled it a hit list, and I didn't have anything to do with it. The mayor had said...
But were you against it?
There was nothing to be for or against. First of all, I haven't even seen it. And secondly, I didn't have anything to do with it. And thirdly, it wasn't a list of suggested cuts, according to what Councilwoman Ortega said in the council meeting.
She brought it forward then.
Pardon me?
Is she the one that created, who created the list?
Well, according to what I asked her when the mayor, okay. So the mayor, this is a bit of a long story. There's no way to make a long story short.
Well, right? it's pretty, so we don't have a lot of time, Chris. So I just want to know who made the list.
My understanding is that Councilwoman Ortega talked with the HR director and requested salary information on a number of positions because the mayor had stated publicly that there was a good chance we would be looking at having to do layoffs. And Councilwoman Ortega, according to her statement in the council meeting, wanted to be prepared, did not want to walk into a situation where we were being asked to consider cuts based on the mayor's statement without having done any homework. That's what she stated. That's what I know about it. How people interpret, you know as well as I do that what people hear basically depends on them. And we all know how in politics the gossip mill works. And the mayor chose to make that entire situation public, and he chose to label it a hit list. So I have nothing to do with it. I was sitting there in the council meeting wondering what in the name of heaven, why are we here? What is going on?
Yep.
What are they talking about? So...
So really, we only have a minute or so left, Chris, but I do want to ask you, and I guess it's kind of along the same lines. You've had good people at the city of Pocatello. They've left, and I don't know what the title is, if it's CFO or budget director, but they've left, and one of the things they cited was the divisive environment, almost impossible environment to work in. And you were included in part of the blame of that, not solely, but creating that kind of an environment where it's very difficult to move forward. And I'll ask you kind of the same question. Would you have done anything differently over the last few months so that you don't have key people in the administration of a city wanting to leave?
Well, first of all, we've had many high-level resignations over the last 12 years. So it's kind of how things flow. So if you actually look at the research, we've had a relatively high number of department heads leave in the last 12 years.
Yeah.
So relative to the CFO, Mr. Kruger and I talk regularly. He's been very clear publicly about the fact that had he known more about the disarray of our fiscal policies and et cetera. Had he been more informed about the true state of affairs at the city, he probably would have done things very, very differently. So he and I talk on a regular basis. We have a very congenial professional relationship. Basically, he and I are on exactly the same page relative to appropriate best practice professional budgeting practices, which the city does not have. So in reality, everybody has emotional moments. They're under stress. They play moments differently than they might otherwise like to. But I have no regrets, because all I've ever done is advocate for best fiscal policy and practice, and for unburdening the taxpayers. Tim. And I would not change my tune in that regard in any way.
All right, Chris Stevens. Chris, what is your website, and how do people find out more?
My website is, first of all, Facebook is really where I'm posting most regularly.
Okay.
But my website is Stevens for Pocatello. Facebook is Stevens for Pocatello.
Okay. Chris Stevens joining us this morning. Appreciate your time, Chris, and good luck in 4 days. It's